Gary, the standing manager. You can only describe that game as embarrassing in the second half.
I wouldn't disagree with that description, Rob, on that. I think somebody was telling me earlier, game 6-7-9, and that is very much what I want to forget, to be honest. So it's got my fingerprints on it as well, to be honest. We went in 1-0 up at half-time. I think that was quite fortunate, to be honest. You know, we scrapped and battled. We didn't really get any rhythm or tempo in the game. We looked flat and lethargic collectively. It was a scrappy game and pretty much matched by the scrappy nature of the goal, where a shot from Steve, I think, was going wide, hit one of their defenders and went in, and gave us something to potentially hang on to. But the second half, you know, and I take responsibility for some of it as well. We just got outplayed by a team that wanted it more than us. It was almost like we were strangers at times, and the ease of which the goals were conceded is an Achilles, and I know it's something that Carl wants to work on to try and make it harder for teams to score against us. But to concede five in a second half performance, particularly after we went 2 and 3 down, you know, to concede five was difficult to watch. But yeah, I'm in the dugout, so I take my share of responsibility. And I'm not going to hang any of the lads out. Collectively, we weren't cut enough in the second half, and fair play to them. They got the 3 points they deserved.
What was worrying, Gaz, was the way they cut us open at the back.
Yeah,
goals were in space.
Yeah, and that's not just the defence. That's from front to back. And I just said that, you know, one of my observations today is from front to back, we don't defend well. You know, it's far too easy for teams to pierce us in and cut through us and get between our lines and get into the box. And, you know, the land of the Giants at times back there, you know, think of the second or third goal from a corner, 2 free headers. There's a lot to work on. We've got to get in the guys into training and start working with them in training, talking to a few of the guys in there. Yes, we haven't trained a lot, but when we do train, the question in, you know, what are we doing in training? So that's something we would discuss with Carl, so that we've got a clear pattern of play that we want to play, and that's down to Carl. I know he has, but equally he's got to get the people in the places that he wants to effect that pattern of play. And at times in the second half, it was almost like when we were looking to make changes, like round pegs in square holes. And I found that difficult today. I know I'm rusty, I'm not managed for a while, but and it didn't help as well having, you know, completely new coaching staff. So you know, when I've stood in before or supported before, we've had existing members of the coaching staff who were familiar with what the players have been doing. But today, obviously, with Paul suspended, Carl away, Owen not able to make the trip, and to an extent Danny, because Danny's been here for a couple of games. But it was difficult today, and I certainly won't be pushing to stand in again for a while after that showing.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Rob.